Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, my sister. How are you this morning? God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to have you with us this morning. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, you know, I often say it, but prayer is like, hallelujah, the sweet morning dew. And it's just like that when you have, when I sit here and then no matter what getting here was like, when I sit here, it's like everything is just okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we're just encouraging each other to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord, you know, that Almighty God chose us to be his children. He made the day. He know where we are. Everything we need for this day, we have it. No matter what will take place this day, whatever we need, he has given it to us and provided for us. Oh, what a Father we have. What a mighty God we have. Oh, he's the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just rejoice and be glad in it. Look, we can just cast our care on him, for he loves us. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. We're loved. And I pray that every wall, every petition that will prevent you or try to prevent me or any of us from experiencing, from knowing without a shadow of a doubt, oh glory, that you're loved by God. Hallelujah. What kind of faith would you have if you didn't know that he loved you? It's struggling, wishing and a hoping. But when you know that your Father loves you, no matter what you're going through, just stop and say, I'm loved by my Father. Ooh. Just let the love of God just overflow. Just let it flow in us, over us, and around us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The knowledge of this will guard our tongue, will guard our attitude. Yes, it will. Keep our emotions intact. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Because you love, and everyone wants to feel love. But to feel love by the Almighty God, by the Almighty God. Can you just think about that for a moment? And now we give honor to God. Our Father, we give honor to God. Hallelujah. Who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We give all glory. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. And we thank God for his love, his mercy, his grace, and his kindness. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for his tender mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for his guidance, his direction. Yes, the instructions. Yes, oh my God. You know, and sometimes you just feel all by yourself and lost, or you know where sometimes we can end up in that feeling department. But you were loved before the foundation of the world. God knew you. This didn't drop. Oh, by the way. Oh, my God. It was purposeful by the Almighty God. It wasn't where they're laying okay. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. You can lift your hands to heaven. You can bless his most holy name. Yes, you can. I can. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Loved by the Almighty God. He instructs us. He directs us. Yes. Hallelujah. He knows exactly where you are this moment. We give honor to God, who's God alone. And besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you from the depth, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Awesome Father. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for how you love us, even when we doubt it. It didn't stop you from loving us, and we thank you for it. When we felt so helpless, you still was there, and you loving and was loving on us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. We ask that you open our minds of understanding, open our ears, touch our heart, that we may not miss one thing that you want us to do, say, want us to experience, not one thing. We thank you for wisdom for this day. We thank you that you're opening our minds of understanding, allowing us to have clarity, Almighty God. We thank you, Father, for rebuking any distraction that will take us off of the path or deter us from doing what you have set for us to do. Father, we yield it to you. We yield our will. We yield our way. We yield our plans. All for yours. We humbly lay it at your feet, Father God. And we ask to allow us to operate, move in your will, your plan, your purpose. And open our eyes that we will see it and understand it, God, when it's laid out before us. Almighty God, don't let us miss it. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for being our everything, for being the God that's more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. You're more than enough. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the understanding of it, that you're all that we need. Yes, Lord, you're all that we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the God that healeth us. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, those of us that need to lose weight. We thank you for allowing it to just melt off. Yes, Lord. We repent for not taking care of the body, Almighty God. Give us a change of attitude, a change of mind, Almighty God. Help us to be strong in our determination to live a life holy unto you. That's taking care of our bodies, Almighty God. Help us, hallelujah, change our appetite, our Almighty God, things that we will snack on that's not good for us. Change our appetite, Father God. Said that we can have whatever we ask for. And we ask it in the name of Yeshua. Give us a determination, realizing that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Help us, Almighty God. Help us in every way, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Help us in every way, Almighty God, to think twice before we put foolishness in our mouth, before we allow ourselves to watch foolishness, to hear foolishness. Almighty God, allow us, Almighty God, clear our ears and our desire to see and hear. Let it all filter through the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, let us live for you, Almighty. Glorify you, for that is why we're here. Hallelujah. And now, Father, we ask that you bless those who are less fortunate. Meet needs, Almighty God. Hear the cries of your people, Almighty God. See their hurt. Let them know, God, that you are aware of them and what they're going through, that you have it all in your hands. Encourage them. Send your joy bells, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for doing it, Almighty God. Oh, the ones that feel hopeless, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you've given them hope. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Allow them to be safe, Almighty God, knowing that when the manifestation comes, all they have to say is, man didn't do it, God did it. Hallelujah. The ones that's going in the service station to wash up, sneaking into business buildings to wash up, going for that interview, God. Help them. Allow them to have favor, Almighty God, with men and favor with you. Let them know that you are aware of them, Almighty God. Let them walk in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them find favor so they can take care of their children, so they can maintain their home, their lifestyle, Almighty God, their livelihood, the husband, the mother. Hallelujah. Their teenagers who are looking for jobs so they can help their family. Lord God, hallelujah. Allow them to find favor, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. All your people need you. Don't let them get into the place of hopelessness, Almighty God. We thank you and we glorify you. We ask that you grant traveling mercy. Grant, you know, Father, keeping us safe in our homes. Oh, Lord God, and on the highways and the byways, Father. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the highways and the byways, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Protect, Almighty God. Stay the hand of the enemy. Rebuke the spirit of murder, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, rebuke it, Almighty God. Almighty God, we need help in these United States, Almighty God, and all over the world. We need help, God. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. And we ask you, for you are our only help, our only hope, Lord God. You, oh God, and the devastation. Oh God. Hallelujah. And one lurking in the gulf. Oh God. Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh God. And the drought in California. Almighty God. The heat, Almighty God. Help, Lord. Almighty, help us. Almighty God, help us. Almighty God, your people, Almighty God, lead, direct, counsel, Almighty God. Oh God, you're our only hope, my Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, what can we do without you? Nothing. Nothing can be done. Almighty God, remember those in the hospital, those who are going to surgery, Almighty God. Hey, yeah. Almighty God, in spite of the human, Almighty God, step in, Lord God. Make the necessary corrections, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Clear the doctors, clear the surgeons, clear the technicians, their minds, Almighty God. Touch their attitudes, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we need you, Father. There's no area that we are not helpless in. Oh, God, we need you and you alone. Oh, God, we need you. We need you right now, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your eyes see and you know it's going to and fro the earth. You see nothing is hidden from you. Even when man thinks they're in the darkest of dark, it is like the noonday before you, God. Huh? Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. No scheme, no plot, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You know it, God. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, in the churches, Almighty God, the church buildings, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy, direct, shield and defend, Almighty God. Apply the blood of Yeshua. Oh, God, over the church buildings, Almighty God. Oh, let the spirit of truth abide, God. Oh, speak to us and through us, Almighty God. Open blinded eyes, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Show yourself strong and mighty, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. We welcome you. We welcome you now with us. Speak to us and through us. Open our mouths wide, Almighty God, and fill it with words. Have your way, O Holy Ghost. Rama, thank you for holy boldness, Almighty God. Remedia seka, Ramadaria. Allow lives to line up with your will, Almighty God. with your word, Almighty God. Let your word be sweet, Almighty God. Give us clarity and understanding, Almighty God. So we can live, Almighty God. In a way that's pleasing in your sight. Oh, God. Thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. Somebody is holy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Letting us know that we can trust you. We can depend on you. Thank you for your faithfulness towards your people. Almighty God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come and talk with you, commune with you. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to your name, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Thank you for making every crooked way straight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, when you move us, Almighty God, when you direct us, give us understanding. Let us not miss it, Almighty God. Oh, golden opportunities. Don't let them slip by, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Show us how to walk according to your will, Almighty God. Guard us, Almighty God. Protect us. Thank you for being a shield of defense. Thank you for protecting our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Almighty God. Hallelujah. May they walk in the circle of your blessings. God them, Almighty God, peace in their homes, those that are married, those that are single and living on their own, Almighty God, peace and protection, Almighty God, angels posted, Almighty God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, Almighty God, we thank you. God, there from the evil one, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, that there be mighty men and women, not compromising, but mighty strong men and women, boys and girls in you, Almighty God, never wavering, Almighty God, not depending on their finances, not depending on their education, not depending on who they know, just totally depending upon you, Almighty God. God, are you the same? You never change. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Thank you. Remember our families and friends, our loved ones, Almighty God. Remember all those that are going through, those that are mourning, Almighty God. Those that are having to go to the grave, the graveyard, Almighty God. Hallelujah, to lay a loved one to rest. Be their strength and their comfort in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our doctors, Lord God. What the doctors miss, hallelujah, you have not. And we thank you for healing, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Remember our seniors, Almighty God. Take care of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that those who take care of them have the compassion and the strength. Keep them built up. Almighty God. Breathe on them that they're refreshed and renewed so they can take care of the ones in need. Oh, we thank you for remembering the fatherless and the motherless. Almighty God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you'll be the father to the fatherless, the mother to the motherless. And we thank you, Lord, that you are everything that we need. And we glorify you. And it is your servant's prayer. For we love you and we adore you. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He makes the crooked ways straight and the rough places just right. Yeah, just right. Because if it's too smooth, some roads, you can just slide. But if it has a little abrasion, you can grip it. Yeah. Yeah. He makes it just right for us. Hallelujah. He knows what we need. And he gives it to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just elated. I tell you the truth. Sunday was such, my Lord. Woo! Wasn't a lot of us there. No, it wasn't. But I tell you, the Lord just blessed us. Yes, he did. He blessed us gathering the harvest. Hallelujah. He blessed us. He blessed us. He blessed us. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I started to say, I wish you was there. Yeah, in a way, yeah, I wish you was there. But I pray you were in service at home. However the season is for you, that you were in the presence of the Lord. How about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has no respect of person. He can be everywhere at the same time. Oh, yes, he can. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. God is good. My sisters and my brothers and my sisters, God is good. And he loves us and he cares. Woo! I tell you, that's something to think about. He loves us and he cares. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have been reminded. I like to watch Bible history, church history, the history of Christianity and all of that and stuff. It's interesting. It's interesting. And John Huss, Wycliffe, he died. I think he had about 3 strokes. He died. And they buried him. And then they took up his bones and burned them and threw it in the river. But you know, his work lived on. My God, yes. His work, the work. And he sacrificed to print Bibles so the common man could have the word of God. We shouldn't take our Bibles so lightly. I've heard people say it's nothing if you don't believe in it. God's name is in it. It says holy. I know nowadays some Bibles don't say holy, but the holy word of God is the written word for his people. So his people, oh, glory to God, to know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be no excuse. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And it's amazing to me how people kill people because they didn't believe what they believed or they wanted. They wrote God's people off, God's souls off, because they didn't think that they were anything. Oh, Lord, dear God, have mercy. And when we can pick it up and we just throw it around and, you know, don't stop and think, there's a cost, a price that was paid for us to have this. And there are some places right now, people can't have the Bible. Today. That's right. Some people, I'm told, just have just a little page or a piece, and that's the word they know. That's what they're living off of, strengthening them. And we are kind of spoiled, you know. And let's just start to be more mindful and more appreciative of what God has, the freedom God has given us. And become more and more bold. I'm talking to me, all of us, I'm speaking. Just be more appreciative of what God has given us. You know, the more appreciative we are, the more I think that God will begin to give us, okay? So let's see this as it is, the whole, to be respected and reverenced. You don't make a God out of it, but it is respected as it is the written word of God. The written word. And let's pray for those who are bringing Bibles in very dangerous places. Oh my God, that God will give them clear passage. You know, I'm talking about missionaries who are sacrificing their life at this very moment to make sure people have the written word. We really, really need to pray for their protection, pray that they don't compromise, pray that God allow his angels to guard them to and for. There's so many who sacrifice and their families are home so that they can get the word out, the word of God, not just a word, but the word of God out. And that brings me to my next thought. The name of our church is Gathering the Harvest. And if you look at it, you go like, But it doesn't negate the fact that that's the name that I was given, Gathering the Harvest. And I moaned over it. I said, Lord, I didn't understand. But everything in its season and in its time. And you have to learn how for us to really be effective. And, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. the prophecy, every once in a while I mention it to you. Don't be surprised. This is not my prophecy. This is a part of the prophecy that someone told me about 12 years ago that someone said that's just passed down to me, and I don't remember all of it. That those who at one time would be considered at the retirement age are coming forth. And I saw that in the natural. Just now, I've seen it. It's been in front of my face, but I had not seen it. You know, God is so, awesome. He knows exactly what he's doing, and what he wants from us, one, obedience. He wants the yes. He wants yielding vessels, and he wants us to stay close to him, that as he's moving, that we move without so many questions. You just want to stay so connected that you can move when he's moving you and directing you, and then not get too hung up in what you were hoping and wishing and the way you saw things or see things, because God has a plan. And I'm just, oh my God. You know, God gives, he give you a little thought here, and he starts opening the door like he is in the lock. And it begins to turn, and each little turn, you it's like a nugget is revealed. Another nugget is revealed. And you go like, oh my God. Oh my God. But now don't run so fast, because you have, just because you got you heard a big click, knowing that the door is going to be open wide, but not yet. It's like click, click, and you begin to see, and you're going like, oh my God, hallelujah. So don't be so quick to listen to people. And even when it doesn't look like it, just keep on going. Just keep on going. One of the elders at church Sunday said how they're walking, and that there's a little hill that they had that was in their pathway, and how they just couldn't do it. They would say, I'm gonna walk you. I'm going to walk you. And then when they started, how their heart was pounding and looked like they could never make it. And now they're making it. You know what I'm saying? And now they can do that. They can do that. And what you understand is it's in the press. It's in the press. We purpose in our heart to do the will of God. It's in the press. You have challenges, yes, amen. And then, you know, some people can run with it and, well, you got that many challenges or this thing that you cannot listen to that. Let them do what God called them to do. Like the turtle and the hare, go on and knock yourself out. You got everything you need to do it. That's fine, but don't let them do them, and you do what God has called you to do. It may not look like it, but you've been called to do what God has called you to do. That's right. And don't be afraid. And I can't say how it's going to work out for you. All I can say is just be a willing vessel for God and let God have his way. I can't tell you it's going to be a bed of roses. I can't tell you you're going to have all the material things that your heart desires. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you you won't have any pain, you won't have any suffering, you won't have any tears. I can't tell you any of that. But I can repeat what God said. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. So that's what he said. Now, have any questions about it? I'm just repeating what God said. And I'm just saying how it worked for me, you know. And each one of us have to form our own relationship or with our Father. So if you think you're going to be a millionaire, a billionaire, or you won't have any trials, you won't have any opposition, you may even have what you think of failures. I can't do it. I didn't blow no breath into nobody, and I didn't give anybody life. I didn't plan anybody's life. I can only share with you what God did for me, and I'm happy about it. That's what I can say. You know, no, I don't have all the material things, but I'd rather have Jesus. The silver and gold, and it's been tested. That statement for me has been tested. Hallelujah. And we all like to be comfortable, but this is not your home, so don't get too comfortable. This is not your home. Remember that. We're here on assignment. Now, that should settle everything right there. You're on assignment. That's right. To do your Father's will. I think that makes it all. You're on assignment. And you know, to have holy boldness. I'm talking about boldness, not nasty, not arrogance, but walk on this earth like you know your Father is the creator of it. Hey! Glory! Hallelujah. Remember the greater works? We forget about that. Remember the stepping on serpents? We forget about that. We get so wimpy. Oh, I know I do. I'll talk for myself. We forget about what Jesus said. We forget about it. Then we say, God can't talk to nobody. God ain't talking to nobody. I ain't saying God said this to me. You know, people say that. Well, look here. I don't know how he communicate with you. But I just kind of believe, now that is just me. If he, when you look up in the sky and you see all those stars, all those universes, and then when you come here on this earth and just look at your body, how awesome it is. Look at the earth here, the sun and the moon. Nothing is colliding on each other. From the moment he swung it in the skies, they've been right there doing just what they were called to do. Oh, my God. Glory. Glory. He made it. He made the soil from which he took man out of. He formed you. Hallelujah. But when you think of that and you look at the arteries, the veins, the circular system. The body would heal itself. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. The mind still can't quite get it together. People, scientists. That's why now we will stop and ask God for everyone that's experiencing depression or Alzheimer's or dementia. That the Lord lay his hand on each and every one and heal them. So many have suffered and so many have died and so many has become so weary, Father, and cancer. God, to rebuke the spirit of cancer. And yes, the spirit of Alzheimer's and dementia and depression. In Yeshua's mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give us, and back to seniors being out front and holding the torch for those that are coming can see. Light of the world. Almighty God, light of the world, yes, faith, size of a mustard seed, turn this world upside down, yeah, God is good, God is good, God is good, so we ask him to help us in every area. Let us not move ahead of it. Let us not move so slow that we miss it, that we stay in step in harmony and peace with God, that we flow with him. Hallelujah. As a child who served and is following our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Hallelujah. And he wants you to be a soul winner. He who wins souls is wise. Oh, excuse me. I don't think it has failed yet. Get a nice hot cup of coffee. So, oh yeah, I'm gonna enjoy this while I'm talking. That coffee, it doesn't happen. How about that? It just does not happen that way. I get to talking. I thank God. And it's not as important. That hot cup of coffee is not that important. Nope. And I'm just so delighted. There are unexpected things happen. And it looked like, I just feel like, oh, God, I can do better than this. And one time I was just like, I just do it once a week and let that be. But no, when I got up and just started preparing myself, I felt that wasn't the right attitude. Just keep pressing. God got it. Yep. God got it. Yes. Opening doors of possibilities. I'm excited. So we shall see what the Lord is doing. I thank God for everyone who has helped us along the way. I do. I really, really do. Some things I don't understand. And maybe just the seasons, you know. But nevertheless, I love everyone. And I thank God for everyone who has offered and rendered any help to us and to me. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And, you know, it's good to be a help one to another. Yes, it's good. Praying is very good, to pray one for another, not against, not what you think you see in that individual. Because we can get so deep in, that's what the Lord showed me. Don't go there if you're not sure. Sometimes you pray out of your negative feelings. Don't go there. Or praying out of something you think, and someone came along and amplified what you thought, and it's not that. Remember, there's two sides to every coin, as they say. So just pray for people and ask the Lord to give you the right words and just let it go. You know, people need the basic things, guidance and direction from God. That needs his protection, need to be guided and directed by him. Heal, you know, provisions. Yeah. Holy boldness to do his will. Yeah, stand strong in the Lord. Don't lose their faith. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we pray. Yeah. Help them in every area. Where they're weak, God, you're strong. Hallelujah. We thank you for their strength. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a leaning post for them. Yeah, Lord, because we're in this together. Yes, we're in this together. Yes, Lord, I may not understand this, and I may not, but that's okay. It's not about me. You know, that's how we do it. Let not envy and strife get in the way. You know, remember what Isaiah 43:7 said, everyone that is called by my name, you know, God is in control. He made, he formed. He created all for his glory. Yeah. And look like he gave some, all these gifts. You don't know what they're going through. And even if they're going through nothing, it's none of our business. That's God's business. That's what he gave them. He gave them those gifts for his glory. Be grateful for the ones you and I have. It's all for us. It doesn't belong to me. It's not for me. It's not for my glory. It's for God's glory. Just saying. Just so glad. Just so happy to be a child of God. Thank him for how he guard and protect all of our steps. Yes, I am. You know, it doesn't mean you're not going to have sorrow. I don't know how many times I can say that. But he's there. He promised. Oh, my God. He promised. Thank you. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Thank the Lord for his written word. Thank him for giving us revelation knowledge. Clarity, illumination. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own, created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested, he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. 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 Now let's go into our Psalms. And we're going to... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord. But you know he loves me first. Let's read Psalms 81. The subtitle is Sing to the Lord. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither and tender the pleasant heart with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. But this was Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to read that. And you know, it's time for the faith. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Jude, first chapter, 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the love of God, for he loves you and he cares. Thank you for tuning in. Love you.